USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars for humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The latest contribution covers $308 million. Total allocations are around $782 million since October. Afghans are confronting a harsh winter with dwindling food and fuel supplies. President Biden is strongly urging the Senate to pass two federal voting rights bills. This as Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp continues to support his state's current voting legislation and said the states have always had the constitutional authority to decide what their own election laws are.
We support simple things like voter ID, continuous counting, securing drop boxes, making sure that people aren't being harassed when they go vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Check your fridge. Dole Vegetables is voluntarily recalling dozens of types of prepackaged salad for a possible health risk from Listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, $3.30 a gallon. The national average for regular hasn't budged since last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The United States had 1.35 million new coronavirus infections on Monday, the most ever in a single day anywhere in the world. 330 people died from the virus. The CDC saying the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is very contagious, although people are not dying from it like previous variants. Heather McDonald is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She tells Fox News the media is playing a role in keeping people in constant fear of COVID-19.
The media has perfected a set of strategies to keep people terrified over the last couple of months, and they're working marvelously. Strategy number one, flog the case count. If all you hear from the press is, cases are rising, it tells you one thing. Deaths have been a terrible disappointment, because if the media could say, deaths are rising, believe me, that's all we'd hear about. In fact, with Omicron, deaths have stayed absolutely low and they're not going anywhere. Strategy number two, create a group norm of fear. The man on the street interviews, and they're actually females, is one parade of neurotics after another. You know, a female who says, I'm so scared to even go out of my house. I've canceled all my restaurant reservations. I'm not traveling anymore. And this is social psychology to make you think, well, if everybody around me is scared, then I should be scared too.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.